I remember one of the example Mama used to give is that if there is a thread and it's broken, and you can tie a knot and say again it got fixed, but there is still a knot there, and then it breaks, then you... So she used to explain to us that our link and love with Baba should be consistent. It shouldn't be broken in between. Because even if we fix it, but still, it's not same. And I remember that on day of Diwali, sometimes a little skit, they did it in New York, and I enjoyed it very shortly, that there is this fence or something, and the father is asking this boy to put the nails, and then he asked them to remove the nails, and he said, but then now it is same. He said, no, it's not same, because holes can be seen. You know, you must have heard, it's something like that, that if we losing it, then reclaiming it, or forgetting it, then remembering it. But deeply within some or other, this should be underlined that now is the time that it should be consistent and it should be forever. Examples are given, kind of creating that reaffirmation within ourselves and determination that that's what I really want. Not want in the sense of it's only my thought, but that's really it should be like. So Baba said Baba's love is unlimited. Baba's love, the greatest, our greatest fortune is to have God's love in our life, because and that's really most valuable, and it's unlimited. And Baba keeps saying, can you describe, can you compare, can you say how much, because it's really all the time there and it's everlasting. But then what in that love he wants us to become aware is actually that how we all have unlimited treasures which Baba has given us. And when you are master of those unlimited treasures, and treasures of course we know, and it was very nice, like when I was listening, I was experiencing when Baba says you are richest, I really felt truly, before we used to say richest in the sense also, there is such a big organization, we are expanding, and somebody asked me how many homes you have, and I said I have 8,000 homes, or how many family you have, said 1 million, and so even when we look at properties or anything, of course, you feel that there is so much, and I used to appreciate that us. But yesterday when Baba was explaining about our richness, and I was thinking truly the wisdom, the virtues and the powers which Baba has given us, only what we have to use is to just see that I am the master and I have to use them. So there was such a big, for me, as soon as I heard that, there was a different kind of realization and experience that what is happening that we have, but we don't, as Baba said, that to become image of success, you have to use it in worthwhile way. That means in my thoughts now, as Baba said, that what should be, if there is a situation, if there are circumstances, instead of thinking about situation circumstances, we should think about that which quality I should use now, which power I should use, what it means to use soul's power, what it means to use God's power. Instantly that should be there, so that situation or whatever problem is there, mind will not go there, but rather you will feel that according to drama you have been given this opportunity or another way to become a donor. Otherwise, if there is no situation, when will you become a donor? Isn't it if different souls with different sanskars will not come in front of us, where will we use our powers? No? So this appreciation that every scene in drama, whatever is happening, through whichever way things are coming, there is nothing to... It's like be very happy that there's another chance. And I was remembering that Brahma Baba, even when there were very, very intense situations, in those intense situations also Baba thought, but that's the right time to give message. We used to say how the things can be settled, and he never used to be concerned that things should be settled or whatever is there to be settled. But what his used to be, oh, this is a very good chance to give message, this is a very good chance to use a virtue or power. Because internally this whole thing of that this is what really is the answer, this is the solution. Now we are finding answers and solutions. So just this realization that I have knowledge, I have virtues, and I have all the powers. Baba has given me the treasures and I am the master. How many of you for few moments even feel this sensation that I am master of all the treasures? Very few. Just this awareness, this kind of awareness, like somebody has physical wealth or physical position, you know, and when that awareness is there, that person will say, do this way, do this way. It's so easy, no? When it comes to a big budget or comes to emergency, that person is okay because has so much wealth. So in the same way, Baba is saying, even little situations sometimes bother us and they come between Baba and me. As I had mentioned in recent class, that one time Baba had said, ya baat man mein hogi ya baap man mein hoga. Either situation will be in your mind or father will be in your mind. And since then, as soon as something comes and it goes in my thoughts, I say, I want father, I don't want this. So I start remembering Baba, and really it's a very beautiful experience to remind ourselves at that time that I am the master, let me use a virtue. I am master, let me use power. That should become very, very natural. So what we will do now for just 3 minutes, do this exercise and really be with yourself, you know, in that awareness and feel that richness within you, what you have in the form of wisdom, whether knowledge, virtues and powers. So let's go into silence, and God's love has provided me as God's child all these treasures, and I am the master of all the treasures. Just go very deep within yourself and create this awareness. That there is God's love. And Baba has given us the treasure of unlimited wisdom. Every aspect of knowledge, is a universal truth. And we are very fortunate that Baba has given us these unlimited treasures of virtues, and treasure of all powers. I have to use it as a master for my own self, and on my journey when there are different forms of scenes of drama or situations, and also use them in all my contexts and relationships. This is the only way to become free from obstacles. Is it true service? It's a constant service. Through my thoughts, my words, and my actions, so this awareness of being a master of all treasures but with that I just have to be bestower. So whether it's anyone's sanskars or any situation, just use your treasures. Whether it is virtues and powers in my thoughts or in my response to every situation, so that I am not just acting, interacting or reacting, but I am responding to a situation as master, as bestower. To be image of success, as children of world benefactors, we need to bring benefit and in order to bring benefit to everyone, it's important that I donate from my treasures. These treasures are unlimited. And they always stay full. I think that one of the important drill for Amritvela could also be this drill, to start the day and this kind of wear that crown, or becoming aware that I have all treasures, I am master and I have to be bestower. As much this goes into awareness, then during day awareness while doing actions will definitely do wonders. And now, so I know, I believe, but what is important, which Baba said and I really thought and I felt, was that it is important that I experience it and experiment with it. So there are two things. One is I experience and then I experiment. So experience is for my own self. And experiment is when there is a situation or relationship or a task. So how do I experience for my own self? One of the suggestion, or kind of keeping into being consistent during day, even this minute of silence which we do, just a minute, if we can take just one virtue, let's say if I say, you know, feel that certain situations come where I forget that patience is important. Solution is patience. Or solution is love. Or solution is determination. So it's like, first for my own self, whenever internally there are different kinds of, because there are two types of situations. One is external situations like circumstances. Another is which you pose for your own self, different kinds of situation, and that's through your own state of mind. Because when there are different kinds of sanskars emerge, then you find yourself into a different situation. As much I am able to bring that experience and experiment on my own self first, I think that's where we are lacking. Lacking in the sense of that, you know, awareness is there. But how to kind of integrate that awareness while I am doing actions. So if we take three virtues or three powers, or even one virtue and one power per day, one might not be enough because we might need more. So let's say someone, you have to, you know, like as somebody says, suddenly one feels empty. You know, there are some souls who come to say, and they say, suddenly we feel that we don't have anything. Or there is any kind of subtle anger comes in, or sometimes subtle sorrow, the traces of sorrow come. So what am I doing at that time? Instead of just saying, oh, I got these sanskars, I don't know what to do, or we write and then we go to any senior or something, that's all right. If you can't deal with something, I always tell people, communicate. One soul was saying 1 year, full year, he was going through something and he didn't communicate. And because of that, his head is circling. He really is feeling the fact because he couldn't talk about what kind of storms and what kind of internal situations were created. So one way, as I said, is of course you communicate. But what Baba wants us to do at that time, to use the treasures. You know, experiment and say, let me use faith. Let me use Baba's remembrance. Let me just use love for my own self. So responding to this inner state of being, which, see, one is we make efforts, we create stage, but there are certain things which you are not aware of, but then as the time goes by within the cycle, there are influences of those sanskars. Even you might not be aware of, but then as you are moving forward, still, you know, the whole thing of settling is on. Because settling is on, then something suddenly you will find has become very obvious in your nature or something. So how do I experience in the sense of I have used, whenever I use this point of knowledge, it really helped me. And that could be really not only churning, but because you are applying that point or you are using that virtue, you are using that power, you can write the experience that when, you know, this thing was happening and internally, I just, you know, use, let's say, this thought of past is past. Did it work? If didn't work, why didn't work? You know, it's like going into just applying that and seeing how far you were successful in that. Okay, if that didn't work, maybe then another point you use it. So as that, whether you use the treasure of knowledge, virtue or power, but first is when Baba said that to give experience to others, you have to have that experience. Because we get so busy in donating all the time. And then we forget that we also have treasures. Sometimes it's like we again reach to a point we say, but I don't have. But you have to use treasures for others, but also you have to use treasures for the self. So how to create experience, even for external situation, that someone was very upset. So what I did I use good wishes? Did I use loveful language? Did I use soul conscious stage? Did I bring Baba between two of us? What I did. So when I experimented, what was the result? So when you have a concrete kind of substantial experience there, when you have used a virtue, then definitely next time you will say, it did work. I don't think we are 100% convinced that these treasures will bring on solution to everything. We know, we believe, but not 100%. Isn't it? If we are 100% convinced, then we will apply it more, no? But we forget and we just interact then in the same way, with the same words, in the sense of it, in an ordinary way, not really coming from taking out something from your treasure and using it. So when Baba said that experience is important for all of us, and he asked us, have you all experienced, when he said in the sense of not I sit and say I'm feeling very peaceful, but there were situations which were very provocative, there were situations very aggressive, there were situations of conflict, but I just stayed very peaceful, and because I stayed peaceful, this was the resolution, this was the solution, or this was something as an obstacle was removed. So when you have that experience, the next time you will use that in a very natural way, no? It's so natural, anything which you have experienced, you instantly next time, because that comes in a very natural way. And after some time it becomes a nature, because that's how you had been doing. So I think what our aim should be, as I said, use those treasures in the form of creating that experience. By using them you are getting some experience. I'm just trying to think of example, like many times, let's say somebody is saying things against you, I'm just giving example, or something, people have nature in a very natural way. They gossip, so what one should do? They think that they are sharing news, you know, and they are having heart-to-heart conversations. But forget sometimes that in between what they're talking about, others are involved into that. And others will get those vibrations, they might come to know what you were speaking, and it's not really good for those souls, because you kind of thinking how they should be, how they should be behaving, or how it is not right, not in a kind of which is not really very useful conversations. But then when you are in that situation, or you become kind of part of that situation, what you did? Did you just say that I should forgive? Did you say I shouldn't get involved? Or which virtue did I use so that I didn't get wasteful thoughts? I didn't go back and I'm trying to convince anyone. I don't get in argument with them. My feelings doesn't change towards that individual, and I can still stay, remain very happy, loveful, interactive with that person, even knowing what that person did. I think we're not rich enough in using these. When I say rich enough, in the sense of we do not have a lot of that we can instantly say, when I use this virtue, it worked like this. When I use this virtue. And more we actually accumulate this experience, and in a very, very natural way. I give you example that how people came. When Baba said contact souls, once we had brought a very important woman from UN, very dynamic, and so there were other guests. So we were going from Abu Road, Mount Abu to Abu Road, and in between there was a guest from one country said, oh, I forgot to collect my passport. So there are four passengers now. I am with them traveling, and so the guest from, you know, USA said, but we're not going back though, because we don't want to miss our train. That those days we used to go by train to Delhi. And but then now for me, I have to see, because this one doesn't have passport, and if I say no, we have to go, what will happen to her? And this woman doesn't want to think of. So she looked at me. Anyway, I looked at the watch and, you know, figure out. And I said, they asked me what you think, because I said, I have feeling, and I thought that if we go back, we can still get passport and we will still get our train. And she jokingly said, anyway, if we don't get, you know what you will do with us. I said, of course, you are my guest, I will do it. And this lady went back to New York. And to how many people she gave example, that what virtue she must have used. She invited three times, whenever there was a time for negotiation between NGOs, she used to invite me. So these NGOs having this non-governmental organization having this problem, can you talk to them? Can you find out how this can be resolved? And I said, she was here for such a long time, but what she took was, that how did you figure out? You know, it was a very simple thing, but of course, because I was not carried away, or I was not tense, or I was not stressed, I immediately kind of went in and I said, this is the answer. Anytime you do anything from inside by using the treasure, you have donated a virtue, and that virtue immediately will be felt, and they will say, well, that's something very special. So like this, there are so many situations, same happens something in train again with them. So she kept watching that what response I give, how do I act and in what way. And she had really everything, she went back and she talked to so many people. And I didn't think that it was a big thing what I did. It was a situation, I resolved it. Then I realized that she was noticing that I am operating from a different level. Am I making it clear? That if we do it more, and that's what Baba is calling it, then others will have real experience. Experience is not somebody, of course Baba said somebody comes with sorrow, goes happy, somebody gets disheartened, comes disheartened, goes with courage. All that is important, but all that also is possible, whether through your thoughts and words. If you have applied in your personal life, whether for my own self or my interaction every day, if I have applied it, then when I will say it, there will be power in those words. Other person will immediately feel it or receive something when talking to me. So how, through my own personal experience, just imagine if we all Brahmins stay busy in using our treasures to create experience and experiment them, from where Maya will come. And just imagine that how much we will be bubbling with, this is the answer, this is the solution. We won't say what to do with this, what to do with this sanskara of mine, what to do with this situation. We won't have this, but rather all the time we will be bubbling with how we found answers, how we find solutions. In today's world, people already have so many situations, so many problems. But we will say, no, we have answer for this. We have solution for this. And I feel that what Baba has given us, if we apply and have these experiences and experiment, we could serve whole world, because everyone is really looking for, even in a mundane way, like somebody was saying that in Brazil they're doing this whole project on simplicity. So they're taking this value of simplicity, that because there is simplicity, how life changes. Because of simplicity, there are so many benefits happening. And I think that world is looking for solutions and looking for answers. Not only world, but I think each one, Brahmin. So from today actually, anytime anything comes in and you go into your treasures, take out something, use it, experience it, experiment and say, oh, I found solution. So words which will come out of our mouth now will be, I have answer, I have solution. Does it make difference? I have answer, I have solution, but I don't know. I don't know what to do. Or reacting to something, I think that will stop. And that's something, a very, very important subject. You know, so each one of you can take that, whether Amrit Vela, you take it, make a timetable during day that today I'm going to, you know, there was a time we used to carry this little card with 56 virtues. And 56 are too many, even if we carry a little, somewhere reminding that I have 20 of them, you know, 20, list of 20 or 10 powers or 20 virtues. And if you can't figure out, look at this and say, which one now I need? That's another way. I created a list today and I said, whatever came in my mind, there were 16, 18 virtues and some of the powers. And I thought I will keep that list with me in my handbag. And anytime, like, let's say you're not able to figure out, because our intellect and mind gets involved and affected very quickly, and then we forget, oh, I have treasures. A lot of people, they have stuff at home, they forget they have it. And they keep saying, we don't have. Very few people sometimes remember that they have something. So it's all right to give yourself this help by having this. Of course, it can't be like some places you might not have that in front of you, but to create a habit of using that resource because your treasure is now your resource. And it's good to have list of that resource, and you look at it, oh yeah, let me use this virtue, let me use this power. It will be very enjoyable, very rewarding, and I think that very, very beneficial. Plus, of course, it will be another big step we will take for ourselves and also helping the world, which is full of problems and full of, you know, questions day and night or confusions. You know, so this is another aspect I thought is very, very important. So we take few moments to go into that and connect it with little bit, as we don't have too much time. Baba said that's where blessings come. So adding to my treasure of blessings, that I want my treasure to be full with blessings. So more I am experiencing, experimenting and interacting and responding with these virtues and powers, the blessings, the experiences that others will have and the blessings which will come will also become part of my treasures. And that's where Baba said, when you have blessings, there is no laboring. You won't even say, I'm making efforts. You will say, I'm living by blessings. Efforts is natural. Like you breathe, you know. Sometimes it's tension or stress. We don't breathe very shallow, so we have to breathe deep. But otherwise, it's a very natural rhythm, physical rhythm, breathing. So effort is also a very natural human mental spiritual rhythm, because you can't be without effort. If you are not making efforts, you are battling or struggling. But Baba doesn't want laboring also. So blessing can be part of our treasures which can help us. So we think on being, taking that experience. So I thought for now, for a few moments, for me one of the important, since few days I had been, how deeply, totally, I am peaceful. When I say totally, there is nothing of being within where there is irritation, getting upset, holding some anger, any feelings of frustration or anything, no. Just full, totally peaceful. Because that's one of my innate quality. And that should be very, very, as I said, it should be very, very natural in me. So for 3 minutes now we go into this one quality now. Because that same quality can also be power. And when you are using it, then it becomes blessing. So if we just go into this experience, so that the atmosphere and the vibrations, which Baba said, are very important these days. So go so deeply that instantly those vibrations touch others and bring that transformation. As Baba has suggested to us, that should experience different virtues, different powers. One is by accumulating within the self, another is using them. One of the virtue which is my innate quality, my source of strength. Is when I am peaceful. It's not I think of peace, but I think in peace. But for that it's important that I just be peace. No restlessness, no fears, no doubts, no uncertainties. Just a peaceful being. So that my thoughts, words and actions are peaceful. When there is peace, there is self-trust. One is stable. There are right answers. And you always find a solution. Power to discern in peace, with peace, even my reasoning, my responses. In peace there is clarity, there is love for everyone. There is calmness. One feels connected. from peace, everything emerges as positive. Past completely merged, and the future is clear. Baba also wants us to practice to such an extent and have so much experience that Baba said minute is a long time. It should be within a second. So it's leisure for us. We have time. So to create the experience of one virtue, we sit for 10 minutes. But actually you will get 1 second. That means it should be so much, it should take 1 second to emerge that quality, emerge that power. There should be so much, or whichever stage is required, but I said not even minute. And actually you will find in life that whenever you have to kind of do something, it's not you get 10 minutes and you say, let me be soul conscious now and then practice soul consciousness, then I will think about it. Yes, sometimes you will get time, but sometimes it's like whatever practice you have done. So that should be our deep, very deep interest now, to keep increasing our experience of using these qualities. And I'm using word experimenting also, because it could be both ways. Because you are experiencing and then you use it. When you use, we say that I experimented and I found that. So this will increase the treasures more, no? You will start feeling so rich, you know, abundance inside. And then of course Baba said that will be visible from your face also. Very clearly your face will indicate how rich you are, how royal you are, how much you have. People don't have to say how much they have. You know when you talk, look at them. So that kind of richness Baba actually want to see in us. One of the important words which I felt Baba used was very good was cooperation. Cooperation within Brahmin family and also cooperation. So when he said cooperation is that there are, all of us from time to time, whatever, little variation in stages happen or somebody is settling something, at that time soul needs his cooperation. There should never be this fear one who is going through, or there should be like instrument. oh, why this soul is going through, or, you know, but just be cooperative. And there's a lot of this kind of charity, because what happens, either we get very involved, very sympathetic, and then we are little bit kind of become part of that issue. Say, oh yeah, this one is saying is true, and so we get little bit affected by that. But here is, okay, whatever somebody, whatever kind of help is needed, you just give that cooperation and move forward. You move forward and other will move forward also. So I was thinking about cooperation also, like Baba said, donating, but cooperation. And last part, which I really thought we should take it, underline for ourselves, that we all have just one culture. And that culture, Baba said, is Brahmin culture. So how do you explore? Like one of the things we say that, you know, we wake up early in the morning. So we don't say, oh, in India, Brahmins have nature of waking up in the morning. So every Brahmin at home or at center or traveling, wherever it is, will wake up for Amrit Vela, right? Or we sit, we have food in front of us, we will offer Baba. Or when we are eating, we will remember Baba. There are, if you make a list of similarities, because principles are same, Baba is teaching us knowledge, and there are certain principles, certain dharanas, and we all have same dharanas, no? Same principles we are adopting, and that's manifest as culture. So even if subtly it comes because this one is from there or because this one is there, subtly we should be so much united into that kind of. But I feel that this topic of Brahmin culture needs to be explored more, in the sense of verbalizing when we saying what we mean by Brahmin culture. So, what culture involves? What is culture when we say word culture? It's like certain people have certain traditional ways, traditional methods, traditional. I always use word traditional more now, because like I say, traditional means 70 years ago, whatever Baba taught us. I call it our tradition, yagya traditions. I don't use word yagya systems ever. Because systems and rules and regulations people are very tired of. So we had enough of all that. But richness comes from our tradition. So Baba has taught us certain things and we have been following. And we know that that's kind of, it becomes like a Brahmin culture. There can be a big cultural program here going on, and as soon as light is changed from white to red, everyone goes in silence. It's very common, no? It takes a minute to just go into meditation for us. But explore more on this aspect also, what we call as Brahmin culture, because I feel that more we think that way, Dhirman. So I really was almost ending, and now we have Dadi with us.